You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Just a minute. Don't hang up. Hello.
Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM presents IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia starts now.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is life is
G'day Australian music fans, I'm IRC, this is episode 388 of IRC FM Australia coming to you from the Channel IRC studio here in Western Sydney. This is episode 388 and on this episode we have some great music from some great bands that I saw at Big Sound 2013. You would have heard some of these bands on episode 382 that I recorded live, and here are some quote-unquote studio tracks from some of these bands, but I'm going to start with a couple of bands that I didn't feature on episode 382, but I did get to have a chat with. We are going to start off with Pharaoh's Playground. They are a three-piece rock band from Brisbane. They originally formed in Brisbane, did some work together, and then they went their separate ways, doing their separate projects, getting on with their lives in different parts of the world. But they always kept in touch, and then they got back together in 2012, and they have created a new album, which is absolutely awesome. I haven't listened to it all yet. But the title track of their new album is the track we're going to start this week's episode with. This is Many Hands from Pharaoh's Playground. I'm IRC. This is IRC FM, IRCFMAustralia.com, episode 388. And indeed, that will give you a preview of what's coming up on the episode. We're about to hear that song in full, Many Hands. We're also going to hear from the Audreys, who I also saw, and some of the other bands who I featured on episode 388. We're going to hear from Simone and Garfunkel. We're going to hear from Mountains, Cub Sport, Willow, The Trouble with Templeton, Women in Docks, and Eagle and the Worm. But without any further ado, we are going to hear a couple of tracks now from Pharaoh's Playground. How I actually met Will from Pharaoh's Playground was interesting. I was actually having a chat to Stephen from SGC Media. Yes, the S in SGC Media. And I was having a chat to him because, thanks to Stephen and Sarah from SCG Media, that was the reason I was actually there in the first place. So I was able to be there courtesy of those guys. So that was absolutely awesome in getting into the live sets and whatnot. So I was having a bit of a chat with Stephen, and William rocked up and we had a little bit of a chat, and he gave me the CD, which was cool. But unfortunately, I was going off to another interview because Will and I could have spoken for quite some time, but we didn't. You know, sometimes these things happen at gigs and stuff. You only have little bits and conversations, but that's all cool. Anywho, this is Pharaoh's Playground and this is Many Hands. This is IRC FM, IRCFMAustralia.com.
runs like a river, a heart made of stone, keeping it up, filling my cup, you're taking me home, but it's the last time.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Must have been fun, yeah, I bet she was pretty. And She must have been fun, yeah, I bet she was pretty. In Paradise City, in Paradise City, where there aren't any buses and there aren't any cars. City is surrounded by walls and by bars. At least we all know where we are. We're in Desolation City. We're in Desolation City. This ain't no Paradise City. Ain't no Paradise City.
Thank you.
from Adelaide. That was the Audrey's. The song we just heard was called Small Things, and prior to that, we heard Paradise City, and of course, all during that song, Paradise City, I was thinking of the Guns N' Roses song of the same name. The Audrey's were formed in Adelaide in 2004. They are now one of Australia's highest profile roots bands. They've released three records, one in 2006 called Between Last Night and Us, the next one in 2008 called When the Flood Comes, and Sometime the Stars in late 2010. All three records have won that year's ARIA Award for Best Blues and Roots Album, so they can't be half bad. And I got to see them live at Big Sound, so that was absolutely awesome. It was part of a South Australian showcase during the first day of Big Sound, right about lunchtime. There was just so much going on during Big Sound, and I've been introduced to so many excellent bands, and I missed so many more. Of course, some of the bands coming up, for instance, Mountains and Cub Sport and The Trouble with Templeton, I already knew. But there were some other bands who I didn't know, but I do know now, and I'm rather glad that I do actually know them. The first band, or the next band that's coming up, is exactly in that category. We're about to hear from Simone and Garfunkel. Hey, I got it right this time. Woohoo, go me. I think you can see what they did there. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from them now. We're going to hear Secret, and then after that, we are going to hear Venus. This is Irk on Irk FM, irkfmaustralia.com.
Into the die morning, beg you lie low, so the dreams of your beauty may flow.
From Perth in Western Australia, making the long trip from Perth to Brisbane for Big Sound 2013. That was Simone and Garfunkel with a couple of songs. We heard Venus, and prior to Venus, we also heard Secret. Their new album is called Hurry Harry, and that's now available from the usual downloady places. And you'll be interested to know that none of the ladies in Simone and Garfunkel are actually called Simone. Anywho, we will continue on with another band who I saw at Big Sound 2013. They are Mountains from Brisbane. They describe themselves as ambient, electronic and pop. Their debut single is the one that we're about to hear, called Lost Track of Time. Encapsulating chillwave sounds featuring sedated reflections and undulating textured synths. An incredibly mature and stunning debut release. There's Tom on vocals and guitar, Joseph on drums and samples, and Robbie on synth and bass. So here's Mountains with their debut single from Brisbane, Lost Track of Time.
Thank you.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Do you wanna jump? Lizzie B from Hard as Nails. You can find us at facebook.com/Hard as Nails Band, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by IRC FM. Oh, my God.
She looked out the window, and alone standing in the night, she stood with tears in her eyes, but no one could hear her cry. With her heart still in this world, and the memory of that girl, and with the memory of that girl, she ran she'll chase her
into the night. Then follow her right back into the brightness of the light.
From Melbourne, that was Willow. Certainly a lot of people came from far and wide to come to Big Sound, and that was Melbourne band Willow. Absolutely awesome stuff. All of the bands in this section of the episode I did get to see live, so yes, indeed, Willow, one of the many bands that I got to see live. Didn't get to see many of the bands for a long time, but it was definitely a good time. Melbourne's very own Willow have established a sound for themselves that can only be described as warm soul pop. Their sound is very reminiscent of the musical soulful divas made in the late 60s and early 70s, mixed within range to Australia's contemporary female singer-songwriters. Vocal pop melodies shimmer through the sounds of jangly guitars and expressive keys provided by one of Melbourne's most talented backing bands. One of the songs that we heard was No Sound, and already that has tastemakers singing the group's praises. And yes, indeed, that was indeed Willow. Links to all the bands on the show notes, as always. Another band that impressed me at Big Sound, and there wasn't really a bad band that I saw at Big Sound. There was lots of different bands to see. But yes, I have some ice cream. Thank you. We're about to hear from Women in Docks from Brisbane. They are folk, pop and alt country. They are known for their raw, upbeat sounds, well-considered and often humorous lyrics, crisp acoustic guitar and soaring harmonies. The act gather rather large loyal crowds wherever they play, including all major music and folk festivals across Australia and the US. Their music is reminiscent of the Indigo Girls and the Waifs, with a little bit of Dixie Chicks thrown in. So I'm going to enjoy the ice cream that my mum Judy just gave me, and we are going to hear a couple of songs now from Women in Docks, and this first song is called Carousel. This is Urk on Urk FM. Now with ice cream.
Thank you. seen that face before, punched in school. I guess it's what those scars were for. Such a fool. You thought those words were yours, quite askew. And so the rays were well ashore. Not a clue, not a clue, just a question in the. Face before, punched in school. I guess that's what those scars were for. Such a fool. You thought those words were yours, quite askew.
Happened, it's something happened to you, my dear, my love. This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great Podsafe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada through the UK, Portugal, Germany, and all the way round to Nepal and Australia. As you can imagine, the music these podcasters play is as varied as their locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genres and more. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday, we produce Amped, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week, there's a new host, and for them as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts such as Suffolk and Cool, a global mix of the very best independent music, emanating from a barn on the east coast of England, at suffolkandcool.com. First thing though, get over to musicpodcasting.org. You'll find links to all the member shows and get yourself subscribed. Do it now! We'll be right back.
You have been listening to IRC FM Australia, episode 388. And that was Eagle and the Worm. We heard a couple of songs there from Eagle and the Worm. Darling Let Me In and Angela's Lonely Heart. Prior to that, we heard from The Trouble with Templeton with 6 months in a cast and You Are New. And before that, a couple of songs from Women in Docks, Here She Is and Carousel. The ice cream, just in case you were wondering, was chocolate and it was very, very nice. Eagle and the Worm, they are from Melbourne. I saw them very late, actually. Very late on the first night of Big Sound 2013. They've got an upcoming show at the Melbourne Festival. And they're going into the Sing Sing Studios to record their second album in November. So that will be cool. That will be cool for them. That was indeed Eagle and the Worm. They simply described themselves as hot young talent with Bruce Springsteen as an influence. We also heard prior to that The Trouble with Templeton. Featured those guys many, many times on IRC FM Australia before, including, of course, the live set on episode 382 and the interview on the episode prior to that. They've got some things happening, as you would have heard in that particular interview. It was great to see them. They are from Brisbane, of course, with Thomas on vocals and guitar, Hugh on lead guitar and backing vocals, Betty on keys and backing vocals, Sam on bass and backing vocals, and Richie on the drums. And, of course, they played Big Sound. Thomas, their vocalist and creator, travelled to the US solo in 2012, playing 18 shows and showcases in 21 days. And he also released an EP in the US, which was number 18 most added on college radio, top 20 at 12 stations, and had national college airplay across the US. And Triple J announced them in December 2012 as being one of their next crop artists in 2013. Their album Bleeders was on the long list for the Australian Music Prize, and Thomas also won the prestigious and highly competitive APRA PDA Songwriting Award, and very recently just came third in the International Songwriting Competition Rocks category for the song 6 Months. And in March this year, they travelled to the US for South by Southwest, and then up to the Canadian Music Week, and they played shows in LA and New York. Thank you to all of the bands, and thank you to SGC Media. On next week's episode, we will be featuring the last episode coming to you from Big Sound 2013 with some studio tracks from bands that I saw on day two that I recorded live as part of episode 384. Anywho, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for joining me. Hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed the ice cream. That was an unexpected bonus. Until next week, stay cool, stay indie, and don't forget you can check out my sister show, IRC FM International, IRCFMInternational.com, bringing you great music from outside Australia each and every Wednesday on IRCFMInternational.com. And if you like your music a bit harder than you've heard today, also check out IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Also, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org, Music Podcasting Made Easy. And in actual fact, this week I am recording episode 409 of Amped New Music Weekly with lots of great music from around the world as submitted to me via podcasters with all sorts of different accents. It's cool. Musicpodcasting.org, Music Podcasting Made Easy. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thanks for listening. Good night, Interweb. And don't hate me because I like ice cream. Good night, Interweb.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. love.